Hare Krishna. Defiance of the Lord destines us to dependence on matter. Normally, people think that following God, devoting ourselves to God, makes us lose our independence. And that's why they think that better let me be free. And that's what the thinking like this, often they neglect rules and rules given in scripture, and they defy God this way. But then the result of such defiance towards God is that it makes one dependent on matter. How dependent on matter? Because ultimately we all need happiness. And the rules and regulations of scripture are meant to facilitate and accelerate our connection with Krishna, by which we can experience lasting happiness. We are eternal, Krishna is eternal, and when we can connect with Him through steady devotion, then that connection is eternal, and that connection brings eternal happiness. However, when we not understanding this purpose of scriptural regulation, we defy God, then we disconnect ourselves from Him and we alienate ourselves from higher spiritual happiness. And now when we are alienated from higher happiness, then naturally we look for happiness elsewhere. And because we are in the material world, there are sources of material happiness which tempt us. And we become dependent on those sources of happiness. And that's why we have to slave to get those objects. In the Bhagavad Gita, this is depicted in 15.7. Mama ivam sho jiva loke jiva bhutah sanatanah manah shashthani indriyani prakritisthani karishati. Mama ivam sho. Krishna says that we are all His amshas, we are His parts. Jiva loke, the living entities in this world. Jiva bhutah sanatanah. They are actually eternally my parts, Krishna says. But manaha shashthani indriyani, by the mind and the senses, the six shashthani, six senses, including the mind, prakritisthani karshati, prakritisthani, in the realm of material nature, karshati is struggling, is suffering, is grinding and getting exhausted and eroded and depleted. Karshati, it signifies struggle. So, now what happened, what Krishna is saying is, we are His parts, but when we become disconnected from Him, we suffer due to the mind and the senses. Now what happens by the mind and senses? The mind and the senses get captivated by various worldly sources of pleasure. And then as we crave and slave for those pleasures, naturally we suffer. We become just like an alcoholic, an addict becomes dependent on the object of addiction and can't live without it and can't live with it. Can't live without it because there is so much restlessness and craving when it is not there, and can't live with it because even after getting it, that only increases the obsession, increases the attachment and actually gives very little pleasure. So in this way, we become dependent on matter. So we become dependent on material objects for the source of pleasure, and thus our sense of independence is actually illusory. We think that we are by turning away from God we become independent, but actually we become dependent on matter, and matter is a master that gives no favors, that actually does not give us satisfaction. Krishna is the master who will give us lasting satisfaction. And that's why rather than continuing our defiance from Him, we can acknowledge our dependence on Him and rather celebrate our dependence, because in that dependence on Krishna, we get everlasting happiness. Thank you. Hare Krishna.